Someone has said the Ten Commandments of God are not the Ten Suggestions of God. They are commandments. The Apostle Paul uses a word for commandment that is a military term. And anyone who has been in the military can tell you that orders in a military are commandments. This is what Paul says to the people of Thessalonica. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 1. Furthermore, we beg of you, brothers, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, that as you have received of us how you ought to walk and to please God, so you would abound more and more. For you know what commandments we gave you by the Lord Jesus Christ. For this is the will of God, even your sanctification, that you should abstain from fornication. You see, those commandments that we receive from Mount Sinai, the Ten Commandments of God, and the commandments that the Lord Jesus gave us in the Sermon on the Mount and through His teachings and illustrated through His parables, these are not commandments that we can take or leave as we please, or just say, well, I can't do that, or I can't walk in that way. Even though we may have trouble, we always have to strive to do the will of God by keeping His commandments. In fact, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandments. That's found in the Gospel of John. And so every true Christian keeps the commandments of God. We are saved by grace. We're not saved by keeping those commandments, but because we are saved by the grace of God. And because His Spirit is within us, we have a great motivation to walk as Jesus walked and to keep His commands. And if we stumble in that, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ, the righteous one, who will speak in our behalf and tell the Father that He has paid for our sins and that we will strive to do better and to walk with integrity following the commandments of God, Jesus Christ, and His apostles. Let's pray. Father in heaven, help me as I walk. I want to walk in the commandments and in the fear of God. I want to walk in the commandments of Christ because I love Jesus. I love Him with all of my heart. And I pray that You would help me that I may walk with integrity in this life, keeping those commandments You have given us in Your word. In Jesus' name, amen.